BBC London 94.9,
the home of London sport.
Thank you. Good morning. The new FA chairman, Greg Dyke, says more homegrown players are the key to meeting his ambitious goal of seeing England win the World Cup in 2022. A quota system is one of the measures he says he'll be considering to introduce.
Going forward, we will certainly give ourselves a much better chance of winning tournaments if we have a bigger talent pool of players to pick from, which means having more English players who are consistent starters in the Premier League.
Gareth Bale's been told he's not guaranteed to start for Real Madrid this season by the club's assistant coach Paul Clement. When he does get a go for the Spanish giants, Clement says the former Spurs star could be deployed in a number of different positions. Barnet Football Club have been dealt a blow after Harrow Council rejected their plans to build floodlights at their new home in Edgware. It means the club may have to find another new home just months after leaving Underhill. The club are said to be reviewing their position on whether they appeal the decision. In cricket, Ollie Rayner's career best figures of 8 for 46 has put Middlesex in a strong position going into the third day of their championship match against struggling Surrey at the Oval. Surrey were bowled out for just 145 as the off-spinner got to work.
It's been obviously an absolutely formidable day, and yeah, I don't want to use cliches and say over the moon and all that, but obviously I'm really happy with how it's gone, and it's nice that when a pitch does sort of present what it has, you know, you cash in, because there has been plenty of pitches this year which I've struggled on, so... Yeah, so just bringing the wicket tally up nicely from the start of the year where I couldn't take with Bean. So, yeah, I'm happy. I don't think I'll top it for a while, but I'll bask in it while it's here.
Well, Middlesex resume their second innings on 133 for 5, which gives them a lead of 282. There's ball-by-ball commentary on the BBC London website from 11 o'clock. Tennis, and Rafa Nadal is through to his fifth US Open semi-final after a crushing straight sets victory over his compatriot Tommy Robredo. The world number two won 6-love, 6-2, 6-2 in just 1 hour and 45 minutes. He'll play Richard Gasquet in the last four, who reached the first Grand Slam semi-final of his career for 6 years after beating David Ferrer in five sets. The world number two in the women's draw, Victoria Azarenka, set up a semi-final against Flavia Panetta with a straight sets win over Daniela Hantukova. And the defending champion Serena Williams in the top seed faces the Chinese player Li Na in the first women's semi-final later today. British number one and defending champion Andy Murray, he'll be in action tonight. He faces Switzerland's Stanislas Wawrinka in his quarter-final. The world number one Novak Djokovic will take on Russia's Mikhail Yuzhny. Basketball, and Great Britain's men came from behind to secure a surprise 75 points to 71 overtime win over Israel in their opening game of the Eurobasket tournament in Slovenia. Joe Prunty's team must finish in the top six to get next year's funding. And the British two-time Paralympic